From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 17th. Chloe, July 17th. The morning read, 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from FIRES.org. UN report offers roadmap for sustainable blue economies. A new United Nations report co-authored by researchers at the University of Portsmouth provides governments with a practical roadmap for building sustainable blue economies, as pollution, climate change, and biodiversity loss place growing pressure on the marine and freshwater ecosystems that support billions of people and a global ocean economy worth $2 trillion. Next. Second, from fizz.org. Pathsay project uses AI to cross language barriers. Thousands of the world's languages remain largely invisible to modern translation technology, but researchers and students at Brigham Young University are working to change that. Through a project called Pathsay, students in the BYU Matrix Lab are partnering with international BYU Pathway worldwide students to collect speech and text data for low-resource languages, helping preserve linguistic heritage and improve access to translation tools for communities often overlooked by mainstream technology. Up next, third, from Matriarchal Blessing. Discussion Roundtable. Where is feminist energy best spent? I read a comment here on Substack this week that I have now spent an entire afternoon attempting to find again. Alas, to no avail. But the commenter made an observation I cannot stop thinking about. And whenever that happens, you know I need to bring it to the round table for a group discussion. The article was about the current men's movement as one, and the comment too went something like, and then. Fourth, from New Atlas, the future of US psychedelic medicine is carved out by the FDA. The US Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has issued its first comprehensive guidance on how psychedelic drugs should best be studied in clinical trials, signalling a shift toward recognising the potential of these therapeutics. Next. Fifth, from Deconstructionology with Jim Palmer. The Existential Health White Papers. The Existential Health White Papers are a series of foundational publications devoted to the development of existential health as an emerging discipline. Each paper contributes to a growing body of scholarship by clarifying its concepts, defining its object of inquiry, and exploring the implications of understanding human flourishing through the enduring conditions of being human. White Paper Number 1, White Paper Number 2, and White Paper Number 3 were previously published. Up next, sixth, from The Ghost, Stop Restarting Your Book. I'm starting a new book, the first one I've written for myself, not including collaborations and ghostwrites, in over 9 years, and I am doing the one thing I tell clients not to. I keep restarting the project. So this message is mostly for me. Feel free to disregard it. If it doesn't apply to you, if you never find yourself beginning an audacious project, freaking out somewhere in the first quarter or third of it, scrapping the plan and going back to the drawing board, if you don't wrestle with self-doubt when it comes to your capacity to handle hard things, if you never get distracted by tea and then. Seventh, from South Dakota Voices, the squeeze. For decades, the United States was the land of opportunity. People could start their lives in poverty, work hard, and go on to live very comfortable, middle-class lives. That's not the general paradigm for young people anymore. There are a few young people who hit the jackpot, but many youngsters, even people with fancy college degrees, struggle to reach the same standard of living as their parents. Part of the problem is we have been through a period of rapid technological change, so the rules have morphed, sometimes quickly. In the 50s, 60s, and 70s, any college degree gave you a leg up. Next. Eighth, from Feminism for All. I'm a sexual assault survivor advocate. Women are my worst harassers and abusers. The cost of a monthly paid subscription is approximately that of one matcha latte or fancy coffee drink. It's less than the cost of fancy cocktail. A yearly subscription is 20% less than that. A paid subscription also grants you inclusion and a compied subscription to the Feminism for all Book Club and Substack. For the Book Club, end of July, our next book is Silvia Federici's Caliban and the Witch. If I haven't comped you as a paid subscriber to the Feminism for All Book Club Substack, please reply to this post via email and I'll add you. If you are a paying subscriber, thank you so much. Up next. 9th, from the Oregon Group. Small reactors, big stakes, how the global SMR race is reshaping uranium demand. In 2025, there have been at least 6 major approvals or construction starts for small modular reactors, SMRs, globally. A record number. For years, SMRs have been treated as nuclear's next big thing that never actually delivers. And then, 10th, from the Oregon Group. The magic map that could redraw nickel supply and secure the West. The team's own algorithm, which they say predicts ultramafic nickel deposits with about a 70-80% hit rate, was tested on 16 drill holes at the Reed target, and everyone came back with nickel, so the mapping method looks solid. Using that magic map, they've stitched together government geophysics data and identified more than 20 new targets around the Crawford project, now tallying roughly 19 million tons of measured and inferred nickel. The biggest North American resource of its kind. That matters because most new nickel is coming from Indonesia, where supply is tightening and a lot of the refining is under Chinese control, so Western governments are keen to add a stable, local source. Canada Nickel's Timmins district could become a strategic alternative for stainless steel and battery makers. The company just raised about $19 million, with stakes from Agnico Eagle, Samsung SDI, Anglo-American, and the Taikwa Tagamo Nation, and it expects to secure its key federal permit by the end of 2025. In short, the mapping work has turned a modest, previously overlooked deposit into a potentially game-changing supply hub. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.